National Indigenous owned and run newspaper, the Koori Mail, celebrated its 30th birthday yesterday. Fortnightly paper based on Bundjalung country in Lismore covers Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander affairs through a black lens and is estimated to be read by almost 100,000 people. Tanita Rizaki asked editor Rudy Maxwell how the Koori Mail fills the gap in the way Indigenous stories are told.
So the Koori Mail was started 30 years ago. What was missing from the media landscape at that time were Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voices telling their own story. So while that has gotten slightly better in the past 30 years, it is still a very important aspect of what we do to enable Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to tell their stories in their own voices.
How does the Koori Mail differ from other mainstream news and media outlets?
So the Koori Mail differs from mainstream news and media outlets because we are 100% Aboriginal owned and managed, and we tell all our stories from an Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander perspective. I describe the Koori Mail as a national community newspaper, and what I mean by that is that our readership is, like yourself in community broadcasting, your listeners, they're that step closer than they would be for a mainstream media organisation.
And what kind of opportunities does 100% community-controlled and Indigenous-run organisation create for the immediate regional and remote communities?
So being 100% Aboriginal-owned, we are based on Bundjalung country in Lismore, northern New South Wales. So what that means is we can usefully be defined as a social enterprise where 100% of the profits that we make go to our five Aboriginal owner organisations, and then that money is used in whichever way they like. So that can be, and it's often for educational scholarships or sponsorships for community events, or whatever it happens to be. The other thing that we do is that we have just recently, over the past year and a half, started employing school-based trainees. So we are always, I guess, giving back to the community in which we operate. Some of the journalists who got their start at the Koori Mail or who have spent some time here over the years, and I'm always learning about new ones. I learned some new journalists at Converge a couple of weeks ago, but Rachel Hocking from NITV and SBS.
What's next for Koori Mail?
So the Koori Mail has recently installed a podcast studio, so we are just about to launch our first podcast program. We were busily putting it together last week. So we are moving into that digital space in order to keep the way that we're telling stories fresh and new, as well as remaining true to our roots.
Tanita Rizaki speaking there with Rudy Maxwell, editor of the Koori Mail.